Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very first podcast of A Nail Tech Journey. My name is Laura, and I'm your host. So this podcast, for those who have not yet read the description, is going to be pretty much, you know, a tell-all about my journey to becoming a nail tech, starting with the very first part, which is, you know, attending school, taking exams. So each week I'm going to try and hop on and give you guys a detail of what has happened that week, you know, if I'm in school, what I've learned in school, you know, once I'm done, you know, how exams go and how starting my business goes. A little about me, I am a full-time office manager and I'm looking for something to sort of supplement that income. I'm the mother of a very vivacious 3-year-old, and so I do have a busy schedule, but I do feel that having this opportunity is going to be great to be able to make some supplemental income, as well as, you know, fill up my time on the weekends whenever I, you know, don't have much to do. And my goal is hopefully to either be a traveling nail tech, or maybe have like a booth rental in a shop, you know, that it will allow me to rent on the weekends. But with, you know, maybe down the line being able to hopefully have my own shop and kind of do this full time, so that way I can spend time with my daughter. But anyways, enough about me. This very first episode is about my very first day at school, which was last night. So I'm going to Cosmic School of Beauty Sciences, and that's in Marlborough, Massachusetts. I'm doing the nail technician program, and it's 100 hours. It takes approximately, given the fact that I'm attending in evenings, it takes approximately 3 months to complete. I think it's like 12.5 weeks technically or something. So I go to school Mondays and Tuesdays from 5:30 to 9:30. So I purchased my kit, and my kit came with a lot of the basics, you know, tools and things like that, an acrylic system, a couple of regular polishes, and just a couple things that I would need for, you know, my training while I'm in school. I plan on going this weekend to a nail salon shop and supplementing that with some things that I didn't have in my kit. But pretty much last night, it was very basic. I did some book work, and the first chapter that I read was on OSHA rules and regulations, and it also detailed how we as nail technicians try to prevent the spread of disease and infection, and the ways that we do so, which I think was a very good chapter to start on, because it really kind of hammers in the importance of maintaining a clean space. So obviously, you know, bookwork is a little tedious, but again, it was a nice introduction. Gave me a lot of the basics on what the sort of disinfecting process is, what the entire process is as a whole, because it technically is a two-part process. You know, you first clean all of your implements, you scrub them with soap and water, and then rinse them. And after you've done that part to kind of remove all the debris and a majority of the bacteria and viruses and fungi that may be present, the next step is disinfection, and that is involving completely submerging the implements in a disinfectant solution, allowing that to sit for 10 minutes, and then rinsing and letting them dry. So yeah, it was just really good. I mean, I feel like I definitely absorbed a lot of information. I learned a lot of things that I didn't realize were the case. You know, one of the ones that sticks out so much is regarding cuticle care. So, you know, obviously I still have yet to learn about the anatomy of the nail, but we did read that per federal law, nail technicians are not allowed to cut living skin. So that means, you know, cutting the area which I thought was a cuticle, but it's actually not. It's I can't remember the name. It was such a weird name. I think it was like something nickium. I don't know. This is probably not a good look for me that I can't remember the name, but basically, because it's technically living tissue, we're not allowed to cut it, and, you know, we can get in serious trouble for that. The actual cuticle is that sort of residue that's towards the back of the nail where the nail meets the skin that we push back with our cuticle pusher. So that is actually the cuticle. But yeah, so, and same with, you know, when you're doing a pedicure, we're not allowed to scrape calluses and things like that. So, you know, if you've ever been to a salon where you see them using that, like, tool that has the blade on it, that's technically not allowed by nail technicians. I think you have to have some other certification in order to be able to do that. So, you know, I think that was a good real life example for me of the things that I'm going to be learning and how important they're going to be. Obviously, I'm so eager to get into the actual nail art and doing manicures and acrylics, and I'm, you know, obviously that time is going to come, but for now I just got to work on the fundamentals. So I do believe my professor said that tonight is when we will be doing some, you know, work on each other. So I'm very excited for that. And to keep this introductory podcast short, you know, I'll kind of leave it at that. I will try and update weekly and give you guys just a quick recap of what I did in school. And hopefully you guys enjoyed this podcast and look forward to speaking with you guys next week. All right, bye-bye.